So, welcome back to another episode of the Hospitality Leadership Podcast. And today, I want to share with you some thoughts around communication, something that's really important in our businesses. But also, I want to share with you our communication framework that we use with our clients at Cafe Hustle Hospitality. Now, this is something that is very foundational to leadership. Yes, we can talk about, you know, being self-aware. We can talk about the people skills, the interpersonal skills, but none of that matters if we're not able to communicate effectively with our people. Because at the end of the day, you can't give them direction. You can't communicate your vision, which is so important for motivation and engagement. You can't advise people when they're doing something that is unacceptable. So it's a problem from a cultural point of view. Yet, a lot of businesses don't apply the basic principles of communication. And one of the big things I come up against with our clients in the first instance is this idea that less communication is better. And I can categorically tell you right now, the more you communicate, the better it will be, regardless of whether it's difficult or hard. You communicate more, you create a better connection with your people. Before we jump into the episode in full, I want to let you know that we have got three spaces for our annual coaching program. Now, this is 12 months worth of coaching. It's bi-weekly, 90 minutes of full-on coaching with me around leadership, team development, culture development, mindset for you as an entrepreneur and a leader. And we do all this for the cost of £9,600 per year. That breaks down to a little over £800 per month. But what you get here is a real insight and real guidance on your performance as a leader. And really, this is only for anyone who is truly committed to developing themselves as a person, as a leader for their business, and actually reaching the goals that they deserve to reach. It's a big commitment. It's only for people who are really serious about their own development, for people who are really committed to achieving their goals, truly committed. So it's £9,600 upfront, or £1,000 per month if you pay on the monthly plan. But if you are interested, if you think that you are at that point where you are ready to take that step, that extra level of commitment. We've got only three spaces available right now to start in March. Drop me an email at andy@thecafehustle.com today and let's get this ball rolling. We can really make a difference for you, for your team, and for your life. Remember, that's what we're here for, as for our coaching program. It's all about changing your life for the better. Drop me an email today. Don't miss out on those three spots. It's andy@thecafehustle.com. So when we start to think about the importance of communication, the natural next question is, well, actually, how do we communicate? But the truth is that communication needs a lot more proactive effort and time to really make sure that you are hitting the marks, hitting the needs of your people every day, every week, every month. But you have to make sure that you are planning it. It's not something that will just happen naturally. Yes, some of it is, and that's a really important part as well. But there's also a lot of planned communication, which really makes a difference in for you as a leader. It increases your ability to influence others, therefore makes you a better leader. So we want to avoid anything that is passive aggressive. We want to avoid anything that is overtly aggressive, you know, actually clearly aggressive to people. We want to avoid that at all times. There's better ways that we can communicate it. So we always need to make sure that we're respectful and professional in how we talk to people. The best route is just to be casual with it. And that comes in time. And this is something we've found with our clients, is that actually, as we coach them through communicating better, whether that's through role play or through sharing the principles of great communication, it gets easier with time. As with anything, the more you do it, the easier it gets. So that's just to say that when we are communicating, let's be really mindful about how we deliver the message. But That aside, let's turn now to the proactive elements of communication. I'm going to start with our weekly group meetings. And I would recommend, ideally, we're going no longer than bi-weekly for our team meetings. And that's an all-staff meeting. And these are really great because when you are able to bring everyone together, it's a great chance to share company news, any updates, any changes to your goals or targets, you know, performance against those targets, and celebrating the success. That it's really important part of giving people that guidance, especially when we talk about communicating our vision. We still have to be mindful that these are the times where it's not just a one-off. I've worked in an organization where the whole process of developing a set of core values, a set of a vision statement and a mission statement happened without input for the staff. And that's a totally different episode. But there was one all-staff email where they said, oh, here's our vision. This is what it means. And that was it. Nothing for the rest of my time with that organization did I hear about our vision or our purpose or our core values. So this is a great time in these all-staff meetings. And it is all-staff if you know, in location by location. Don't get me wrong. We don't want to be in a position where we're expecting multiple sites to come together. But we need to look at this on a site-by-site basis and have your staff meetings, whether it's early in the week to, you know, prime people ahead of the week ahead, or if you have it at, say, a Friday or back end of your week to recap what's happened that week. But whatever you do, if we can do it in person, yes, give people the option to join virtually if you need to. But the fundamental, the key point here is encourage that participation from them. Let them ask some questions, address their concerns. It's just a great place for discussion and giving people that guidance. That's what we're really wanting to do, is giving them that heads up of, hey, this is what we've got on. This is what we've got coming up. So it primes them for that. Now, the next thing I want to encourage you to do, and this, you know, if you're not doing this already, set 10 minutes aside today and create your one-on-ones with the people who you directly manage. This should happen like a coaching session, although they're not coaching and you're not going to be coaching your people. But what I mean by that is you've got to come at this with curiosity. As far as, you know, in your one-on-ones, your employees should do most of the talking. We're talking 80% of the time, maybe even more. Your job is to understand what it is they're telling you. So demonstrate an active listening, repeating back what they're telling you, giving them the forum to share maybe concerns that they weren't comfortable to share in the group setting, in your all team meeting. But this is really about giving them a voice and for you to hear them. And like I say, it's very much like a coaching session, because your job as the leader is to ask more questions to better understand their viewpoint, but also for you to reassure them. Reassure your people that, okay, this is what you've told me. I will take a look at it. I will get back to you with a way forward. Or at least in that moment, you can explain why it can't happen. But always be open to exploring different avenues in these meetings. So they're the two really fundamental important parts, and they're the backbone of our communication framework that will give you that opportunity to connect with people, build those connections, which are so essential for you to lead people. Next point is our daily huddles, you can call them if you want to call them that. This is about getting the people together ahead of a shift, just giving them a heads up whether you've got a special guest or whether it's a critic or whatever it may be. It's about priming people for the shift ahead. If you're expecting a busy shift, this gives people the chance to get in the mindset to tackle it, rather than them going in there thinking, hey, we've got an easy shift today, and then bam, they're hit with what is potentially a really busy shift. That creates more of a psychological challenge than it would be if you were saying, hey, these are what we got coming in. It's going to be a real tough shift today. We've got to hustle. this is what we've got on our plate, they're ready for it then. We've got our digital channels that we communicate with one another. So whether it's through Slack, whether it's through WhatsApp group, that's a great chance to say, for example, you're all team meeting, you're not always going to have everyone there, especially when you've got different shifts, especially if you're on a 7-day operation. So it allows you then to recap what happened in the old team meeting, distribute it to people, give people the opportunity to come back and ask questions, and use, you know, traditional methods of communication as well. So whiteboards, make sure you've got a good idea of what you want to go up on these whiteboards. But we've got to try and think of reaching people in various different ways. That's the point here, is that we give people different forums and different ways of communicating. So, like I say, the old school notice board still might work for some people. By varying it in that way, you reach more people. And that is a great standard to have as a communicator, is that appreciation that everyone is different and that you reach people differently by using all these different means of communication. But really, from my point of view, if we're going to look at what's included in these meetings, make sure you've got an agenda for every meeting, not even just these team meetings. When, you know, if you're having departmental meetings, project meetings, make sure you've got agendas in place, because there's nothing more frustrating than you go into a meeting, you don't know what it's about. And that's the biggest frustration for employees. So make sure you're using agendas. The key thing here is, let's try and maintain a consistent meeting schedule. So I always encourage a repeatable weekly schedule for people that they know are at 3 p.m. on a Monday, we're having our all team meeting. Make sure that they are as brief as possible. You know, we're not always looking to hold people for half an hour, 40 minutes. It only needs to be 15 minutes. The key thing is here is that we maintain a regular rhythm of communication, that people expect that some communication is going to be coming their way. Because remember, at the end of the day, when there is a void of communication, people will fill it. That's where rumors start. That's where speculation happens. So make sure you as a leader are taking that initiative. You are the one who is going to be leading that narrative. That's the fundamental thing to remember. I hope this has helped. I'm looking forward to hopefully connecting with more of you. If you want a copy of our communication framework, I'm happy to pass it out to you. Drop me again an email to andy@thecafehustle.com with the subject line communication framework, and I'll be happy to send that over to you. And a reminder, if you are up for taking up one of those 3 spots that we have for our annual coaching, make sure you drop me an email for that as well. Same address, andy@thecafehustle.com. I would love to get to know you first and foremost, and then hopefully we can work together. But until next time, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you spending this time with me. Thank you so much. I'm Andy Jones, and this has been the Hospitality Leadership Podcast.